This is Parshas. This is Parshas Vayelech. I just have a couple questions. Parshas Vayelech. A couple of easy questions, but there's still $5 questions. But a couple of easy questions. You'll have to come to me afterwards to give me the answer. There's one that's a little harder. One a little harder than the other. In Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tes, there's a mitzvah. Va'ata. What does va'ata mean? It's an ayin.
Now.
And now, kisvo chem z'shira zos v'lam d'bnei Yisrael. Write the shira zos, write down the Torah and teach it to bnei Yisrael. Sima b'fiim, place in their mouth. V'mantili ha'shira zos v'eid b'nei Yisrael. This is really the pasuk of the Rambam. The Rambam brings this mitzvah. And the Rambam really, really says very strongly, because there's a big shaila that you have to write a Sefer Torah. There's a mitzvah on every single Jew if they can afford it to write a Sefer Torah. And that comes from this pasuk forever. Write a Sefer Torah. Kisvo is a Torah result. Write a Sefer Torah. The Rambam is machadish. If you inherit a Sefer Torah from your father, you inherit a Sefer Torah from your grandfather, you still have to write a Sefer Torah. That's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam is very strong in this
pay
one.
Pay someone to do it.
What?
Pay someone to do it, or you yourself.
Oh, so it says, if you could write, do it yourself. If you can't write, pay somebody to do it. But you got it. But if you can afford it, everybody has to do it.
So people finishes their the last month.
That is such a heter. The Rambam would laugh at you. I'm telling you. Yeah. But that's. But the question is a simple question. When the Torah says this mitzvah, the Torah precedes this mitzvah that never does it. What's the word that precedes this mitzvah? Va'ata, and now. What does now mean?
Even if you can.
Now means now. Parshas Vayelech, the Moshe told them, now. Where does we get this mitzvah forever to write the same Torah? It says now. That's one question. You know the answer?
That's not
a what?
That's not a pshat. It's going back to what they said before with the whole Tochecha, no? We're meeting to Moshe and Yeshua.
After we're done with the whole thing.
Yeah, Sakharia Transit says.
The greatest Akrai in the world say that's not Pshat. Okay, anyway. Then there's another question. And this is also, I mean, it's a little hard, but not so hard. Yom Aleihem, the first two Pesukim. Moshe went and told Israel, I'm 120 years old today. I can't get around. Rashi says he could get around. Moshe never got really old. Just he didn't want to get around anymore because it was Yeshua's time. Moshe saying, I'm going to die today. So the problem is, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, says, I'll tell you the words, I wrote them down today. Ein modiyim l'adam es shnoso. Hashem never lets anybody know how long he's going to live. Hashem never tells a person he's going to die. So, what does Moshe do? How does Moshe know this? Moshe says, I'm going to die today. The Gemara says, Hashem never tells a person when he's going to die. So, how, no answers now.
No, it's
how does Moshe know this?
It's just, I'm a question. Asking about Aaron as well.
What?
Aaron.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Aaron's a harder answer. Aaron's much harder to answer. That's what you have to ask
is
about
it
Moshe.
With the same answer?
Moshe? No. Yes. Yes. The same answer as Aaron. Yes. Okay. That is.
Greg, what about David?
Okay.
Stop
David knew that he was going to die in Shabbos.
And he knew it was going to be 70 years on his
own. I don't think so. I think he only knew it was going to die in Shabbos.
It's going to be 70 years.
What?
It's behind the Zohar. He knew it would be 70 years.
Yeah? Okay. Anyway, then there's a famous, famous question. The most famous question on this week's parasha is Anu Yerushalmi. Come on, the most famous question is the parasha Anu Yerushalmi. Moshe says, I'm going to die today. Rashi hints at this, but Yerushalmi says it much clearer. Rashi says, "Hayom malu yamai mishnosai. I'm finished today. I'm 120 years old. Biyom ze shnorati, biyom ze amos. the day I born, the day I died. That means same birthday and then death day. Okay? He was born Zayin Adar, and he died Zayin Adar. He was 120 years old. The Yishalmi, okay, I didn't write down today, the Yishalmi, but the Yishalmi says, oh, Moshe, 120 years old, and Tzadikim, the day they born, the day they die, to have exactly the amount of years. Moshe's 120 years old, so he had to be the same day he was born, the same day he died. So a tzaddik has full years. So full year, that day. So the question is, that everybody asks, if Moshe was born in Zayin Adar, and he died in Zayin Adar, he lived 120 years in one day. He didn't live 120 years. He died 120 years in one day. What? But that's a hard question. It says tzaddikim on their birthday die, that because they have to have exact number of years. But that's not true. Because that's an extra day.
Well, maybe he died in the day and not in the night.
He was born halfway through the day and died halfway through the day.
The same day then.
Does that work out? I don't know if that works out.
He died in the day before.
He died.
Very good.
1 minute within.
Moshe. So that. Okay. He's right. Moshe, you could figure out that Moshe was born on Zayin Adar in the morning. And then so, Zayin Adar near night. So therefore, he died Zayin Adar in the morning.
Yeah.
That could be. But the Yishalmi says, Sadiqim have to live exact, so they're born the same date that they died. That would be hard.
Because, you know.
Well, maybe he was in Kutzal Arts, Rebbe, and time zones.
You should know. There is an answer like that.
I was born in Israel, and I know people that are born in America the same birthday.
What national days are?
It's different. What?
Yeah. I was in shul, and the Gabbai says, on Friday night, Mazel Tov to so-and-so, his son in Brisk, had a baby boy, and you all invited to Shalom Zarcha tonight, which was 7 hours ago. Right?
Exactly.
That was invited to Shalom Zarcha. Okay. My two grandchildren, the Fol's son and my daughter's daughter, somehow have the same birthday. No, they were born on different days. But one was born in Israel, one was born here. So they had the same birthday, but one was born the day before the other. So, but okay.
Same Hebrew birthday.
What?
Same Hebrew birthday.
I have.
Yeah. I'm guessing.
Okay. I say something every year. I have to say it this year. I use Nivel Peh once a year. So you have to forgive me. I use Nivel Peh once a year. I have to use Nivel Peh because Rav Chaim Britzker said it. Yes.
Would Rabbi just please reiterate the question?
What?
What was the question?
Oh, therefore, the Yishami says, Tzadikim live full years.
How is it possible?
So they die on their birthdays. If you die on your birthdays, it's extra day. Okay? Okay. Rav Chaim Britzker said this. Rav Chaim Britzker said, every Rebbe is supposed to say this right before Yom Kippur. So I'm going to do it because Rav Chaim Britzker said you must say it. But I heard this in many different ways because every generation, this story becomes a little different. So I heard a story about, when I heard it, it was about Iran. It was about Iran. Okay? Jews were escaping from Iran, and the only way to escape from Iran was to cross the border into Afghanistan. But if you cross the border, they kill you. If you're caught crossing the border, they would kill you. And if someone smuggled you out and you were caught, they killed you and they killed the smugglers. And everyone was killed. But this Jew had to get smuggled out. So they hired this guy, and he said, take your wagon and put me in the back of the wagon and put hay on me, and I'll pay you a thousand reals, I don't know what it is, and smuggle me out. And the guy says, okay. So that night comes, and the Jew, in the town, Jew gets into the thing, they put hay on top of him, and the guy didn't want to go by himself, so he got his friend to go with him. And they're riding along, and the Jew is really scared. I mean, he is scared, because, they might take a pitchfork and go into the hay. That's scary, get pitchforked. I hate when that happens. But, the Jew is very afraid of that. And the guy, they're drinking their beers, they drink and drive, and they're going, when suddenly they see the border in front of them, they throw away their beers, and they get closer to the border, and they see the boy right in front of them, they get really scared. Oh no, we might die. And the Jew's scared, and the guy are scared. Who's not scared? The donkey. The donkey is not scared. So Reb Chaim Brisker said, that's today. He says, some people get scared, Rosh Chodesh El. Some people get scared, Rosh Hashanah. Right now, we're looking at the border. We see the border. We see it. Yom Kippur is right in front of us. Who doesn't get scared? A donkey doesn't get scared. Reb Chaim Brisker said, don't be a jackass. Get scared. Okay? That's about Chaim Brisker used a different middle path. In Europe at his time, calling a person that, you'd say, du bist afferd. So Reb Chaim Brisker said, Zainish kinferd, which was also bad. But he said, now's the time to say it. Don't be that. The border's right in front of you. You could get a little scared. Some people put it off. Oh, I don't want it. I still got a Shabbos. And then Sunday, tomorrow. Then comes Monday. I don't get scared yet. Tuesday's Erev Yom Kippur. Then comes Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, I'll get scared today, but after I eat. Then you eat these big meals, and then it's Yom Kippur ready, and you don't got time to get scared. You're davening. Rabbi Sol Salanter said, some people never find the time to do tshuva. There's always, I got time, and then, it's Yom Kippur, and then you forget to do tshuva because you're davening so much. And you're singing songs and dancing. You got to do tshuva. You got to get scared. I wrote here, don't be a J.A., okay? What? So you have is that your thing? J.A. take N.A.'s? No, okay. Anyway, but also something I want to talk about. This is the Aseres Mitzvah. A lot of people don't realize it, but it's Aseres Mitzvah. Scary times. But a lot of people have this thing where they drink only Chol Yisrael during the Aseres Mitzvah. They eat only Pas Yisrael during the Aseres Mitzvah. And you guys like that? Yeah. I'm like that. And that's the way I was brought up. During the Aseres Mitzvah, you eat only Pas Yisrael. And you only eat Chol Yisrael during the Aseres Mitzvah. It was years, it was crazy. I couldn't have ringings at Aseres Mitzvah. It was terrible. The question is, and my favorite ice cream, Ben and Jerry's. Oh. But my favorite one is, what's my favorite one?
Chunky Monkey.
No.
Fish food. Fish food, yeah.
Fish food's the best.
Why fish food?
Because it's chocolate and more chocolate. Okay? You got triple chocolate.
That have 50 flavors like that in Ben and Jerry's.
Okay, but that's also true. That's also true. But, so I didn't eat Ben and Jerry's always all. Then, but Yom Kippur at night, I break my fast on Ben and Jerry's. So who am I fooling? Hashem, today I'm not having Ben and Jerry's, but Yom Kippur night, I'll have Ben and Jerry's. Who am I fooling? What's this all about? I know I'm going to eat Chol Stam after Yom Kippur. I know I'm going to eat Pas Yisrael after Yom Kippur. Am I fooling Hashem? Okay, it says Mitzvah, I'll do you a favor. What is this? But there's something very deep to this. The way you get closer to Hashem, the Ramban says, is by doing for Hashem. The more you do for Hashem, the more you give up for Hashem, the closer you become to Hashem. And the Ramban says, the closest, there's a Ramban that says, the people who die, Al-Kiddush Hashem, are closest to Hashem. Because they gave up their lives for Hashem. Now, whatever that means, we don't know, because they're dead. But that's how you become closer to Hashem, when you're moser nefesh. When you do something for Hashem, you become closer to Hashem. That alone brings closeness. So just doing it. If you today don't, because it's a sesame chuva, because I went close to Hashem, I'm not having Chol Yisrael, I'm having only Chol Yisrael today. I'm not having chunky monkey. Okay? Or I'm not having fish food. That brings me closer to Hashem. By giving up something, by sacrificing something, that brings me closer to Hashem. So it doesn't make a difference what you can do after Yom Kippur. You want to get closer to Hashem today. And that's by sacrificing something for Hashem. That's how you get close. And it's now, it's the middle of the Sarasim Yitzhuva. It's time to make some sacrifices to Hashem. I can't believe it when I look at the Beis Medrash this morning, and half the Beis Medrash is there. Only half is there, or less. You know, we have half the Beis Medrash, and that's half full. You know, like, there must be a quarter. Where is everybody? You should be, even if you don't want to do it, you should be sacrificing now for Hashem. Oh, I won't wake up for davening, but I'll have only Chol Yisrael. That's the funniest thing. A guy who's who sleeps davening, sleeps sleepless, and then I won't put this milk in my coffee because it's not Chol Yisrael. Hey, what are you doing? The whole point is sacrifice for Hashem. You can wake up early. You can go davening. Remember, so it's not a kasha about, I'll do it after Yom Kippur. You want to get closer to Hashem now. That's the way to do it, by sacrificing, by making sacrifices for Hashem. Okay. This parsha, there's a parsha of Hakel. There's a parsha of Hakel. It's very interesting. Revokal Yisrael Liros as Pnei Hashem Alkaf and Makna Shifra Hashem Kippur the Torah Zos Hakel as make the mitzvah of Hakel Anoshim Vanoshim Betaf, men, ladies, and children. So it's very interesting. Bring men, ladies, and children. So Rashi brings the Gemara. This Gemara was, it's a whole story in the Gemara. They came to Rabbi Yeshua and they told Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, you just came from Yeshiva, tell us the Vart in Yeshiva. And they said, oh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said this Vart, I'm going to tell you now. And Rabbi Yeshua said, man, that's the best Dvar Torah I ever heard. Why, when you walked into my house, did you tell it to me? This is the best Dvar Torah I ever heard. What's the best Dvar Torah Rabbi Yeshua ever heard? Rashi brings it down. Hakel as a nushin, nushin v'tach. So Rashi brings down Hanushim v'lmod. The men come to Hakel to learn. Hanushim v'shmoa, nushim v'shmoa. And the women come to hear. Believe me, I don't know what that means. What does hearing mean? You know, is hearing learning? Is hearing not learning? What is hearing? I don't know, when someone hears sleeping, are you hearing? I don't know. But maybe it means that the ladies don't understand it. They just hear it, but they can't understand it. But hearing is also something. Then it comes the taf. And the taf is a big machokas. The taf, what does taf mean? Does taf mean, most say that means even a baby. Most say a baby, well, some say a baby after a bris. Some say a baby after 30 days, when he's already not Suffolk Nathal anymore. Others say it has to be a taf who could hear Torah. And one said, some say it's chinuch. There's a big machlokes with taf. Rashi doesn't learn that. Rashi learns taf is a baby, baby, baby. And Rashi says, taf, lama hu ba, why does he come? Rase schar l'mivayim. To bring schar for l'mivayim. What does rase schar l'mivayim mean? You bring a baby to give schar to the ones who brought it. What does that mean? It goes so far as there's a Rishon that asks on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so why bring a baby? Leave your baby home in his crib and carry a 25-pound stone to the base of Migdash. Leave it in Schar Mivayim. Why bring a baby? Carry a stone. If it's just get Schar for carrying, why do you have to carry a baby? And it's a very hard thing. What's hardest is Rabbi Shua says that's the best Dvar Torah ever heard. That's the best Dvar Torah you ever heard. It doesn't even answer Rambam. It doesn't even have two dinim, Gavron Chetzoy. Nothing. This is the best Torah around. This is the best Dvar Torah around. What's the Dvar Torah? And then Rabbi Yeshua said, after he said, this is the best Dvar Torah you ever heard, he said, Ashrei Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Avraham Avinu, that people could say such Torah, like, this is the best Dvar Torah you ever heard. Lemaisa, when Rabbi Yeshua knew about his upbringing, Rabbi Yeshua's mother was pregnant with Rabbi Yeshua. She went around to every Beis Medrash and asked Rosh Hashiva, give my stomach a bracha. She'd be the Galil Adar. She went around, that's what she did when she was pregnant. Went around to yeshivas, getting her stomach benched by Rosh Hashivas. And after she gave birth to a boy, she took the carriage, and every day she brought him into another yeshiva. He should sit there. You know, she wasn't taking any chances. She brought him into a Sephardi place, she brought him to a Ashkenazi place, she brought him to a Brisker place. She brought him all over, you know, like, but what was she doing? Everyone should talk about Rabbi Shua. Oh, you're the guy whose mother took him around in the carriage. Rabbi Shua said, yeah, what was wrong with my mother? But then when he heard this Dvar Torah, he says, now I understand what my mother did. Hakel, written Schar Lumivyehem, to bring Schar for you, those who bring them. He learned like this. Rabbi Shua says, this is what it really means. It means that everything has effect on you. I always talk about this. I talk about this like almost every week. Everything has effect on you. Even when you're a little baby, where you are has effect on you. Rabbi Shua became Rabbi Shua because Litan Skarim Veyam, when they brought a baby to the Beis HaMikdash, being in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, had effect on the baby. That baby will be fine from now on because he was in the Beis HaMikdash. His mother brought him to the Beis Medrash. He got the Kedusha from the Beis Medrash. He was a different baby. Wherever you are has an effect on you. You have to be very careful where you are. You want to be in kadosh places. You want to be in places that have a good effect on you, not a bad effect on you. And that's what Gitein Schar L'Mivyehem means. To give my mother Schar, that means, I spoke about this the second night of Rosh Hashanah when we had a thing, that a person is not only judged after he dies, when he's dead, the day he dies, judged, but every year on his yard site, he's judged on everything he did, people he taught, how they're acting now, his children, how they're acting now. So he says, my mother is getting a schar today. He says, Litan Schar L'Mayim, that because I'm Rabbi Yeshua today, oh, my mother is getting a schar. That's the Litan Schar L'Mayim. She will get schar every single year on the Rosh Hashanah, or on her yard site, she will get schar. That's the great Dvar Torah he heard. That, oh, from what I am today, my mother is getting schar. She brought me to every Beis Medrash. Remember, it's very important. Hang around with the right people. Get the right avirah. And remember, it's before Yom Kippur. Make the Shabbos count. Make this, you have a couple days left of a Esmei Tshuva. Make it count. It is Esmei Tshuva. Have a great Shabbos.